Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we've been looking at how the Bible story of Jesus' birth can help us find just the right gifts to give everyone this Christmas. So far, we've talked about Mary and Joseph. But there's another birth related to the Christmas story, too. It's not as familiar to lots of folks, but it offers some interesting insights that can help anyone looking to spread good cheer this holiday season. Mary has a cousin named Elizabeth, who's married to a priest named Zacharias. In the temple one day, he hears a message from God saying he and Elizabeth will have a child. He may be a priest, but he just can't believe this. Elizabeth has never been able to conceive, and they're both now well past the age at which people have children. So how can this possibly be? It's just too hard to believe. So, unlike Mary and Joseph, who were willing to reject a strictly material view of things to adopt more spiritual perspectives that make all sorts of goodness possible, Zacharias isn't so willing. As a result, he's struck dumb, unable to speak, to openly express himself or God. But Elizabeth does accept God's message, and when their son, who becomes known as John the Baptist, is born, then Zacharias can accept it too, and his speech is restored. May we too accept divine inspiration. Let it lead us to express God and find the gifts that benefit everyone. Amen.